What? What's up? Oh, come on. Hey, what episode is this?
Hold on.
But I would just want to...
93 or 4?
I'll find out here real quick, like, while we do this.
The Poolside Podcast contains adult themes and language and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Cannabis.
Cannonball!
Now, recorded live Cannabis. In the basement studio at the Poolside Pub and Grill World Headquarters, it's the Poolside Podcast.
What up, buttwads? Episode 93 here of the Poolside Podcast. I'm Jeff. To my left, your right, is Shell Bell, and Beaver joins us from the Bourbon Wing of Berlin Estates in beautiful Wisconsin. Good morning to you all.
Put a towel down, ladies. Greg is here.
Hey, the towel comment was actually meant for me, dude, but...
Yeah, you...
well, I mean, not meant for me, personally. Careful what you say. Although, sometimes I do probably need to put a towel down. Am I right, you guys?
For your incontinence.
Shell's bringing it tonight.
Shit. Good night, everybody.
All right, good show, you guys.
Yeah, stay classy, whatever the fuck your line is. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Okay, real good then.
She's on her game already, of course. I mean,
no,
what
I'm not.
What are you on right now? Let me see.
The Facebook. The book face.
Why are you on book face, bro? We're doing a show. Because you're always on your computer. Or your phone. Anywho's, what's going on, man?
I'm not going to say angry, but disappointed because I have my zombie game open here, but I'm not playing it. I'm paying
attention
to the
podcast. You will be playing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, hold on 1 second.
Exactly.
Lord almighty, I feel my temperature rising. So what's, big game tomorrow, the NFC Championship game, Packers, Buccaneers, bro.
I don't like Tom Brady, but you got to admit, unless you're a complete fucking moron, he's good.
Yeah. Well, obviously, first year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he's in the NFC Championship game. But you know what's funny is he's been in the fucking league 20 years, and it's his first NFC Championship game. What a fucking loser.
I know, right? Try a little harder, Tom.
What an idiot. Loser.
So in honor of that...
He had to sneak in as a wild card. What a fucking piece of shit.
Bitch. So in honor of that, we're going to have some Super Bowl trivia coming up. So that, what we're going to do with that is if you can get at least, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4,
that's not fair.
Five,
I don't watch football
six.
That much.
You and Greg can answer together. There's
I got
six,
your back on this one, Chill.
You must get at least 4 of the answers correct. And then you won't have to watch the video. It's automatic. Don't have to watch the video.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I just made this rule up, dude. I made it up now.
Didn't Tom Brady, wasn't he the last one drafted when he was drafted?
Quit giving him tips and hints. He was drafted in the 6th round out of the University of Michigan, I believe, in the year 2000. But I don't really follow football that much.
What? I didn't listen to him. I tune him out. I shouldn't do that during the show, but
I thought he was the last one that was drafted.
He was late.
6th round out of the University of Michigan.
How many rounds are there in the draft? 7?
3.
7 top.
Why is your microphone
It depends
so loud,
on
dude.
Teams. And what.
Not you, Beaver. Talking about Shawball.
No.
All right. So, so we'll do that coming up in a little bit. And you guys might be able to skip.
Maybe.
Because you lost your skip already before from your last one.
Oh, the coupon expired.
Statute of limitations ran out on that bitch. So. Oh. Oh, well, my God.
Willie?
Beaver. You okay?
Willie?
Willie, are you there? Is it Willie?
Willie?
I got the Rona.
Oh, no. Sure you do, sheep. Oh my God. Are you going to live, man?
I'll be fine. I'm going to stick around for this fucking Super Bowl trivia. I'm going to fucking crush you on this.
I don't think you are, but we'll see. We'll see. Otherwise,
do you know how long Doug Williams of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers has been a black quarterback in the NFL? I do.
That is not one of my questions. So
that was a real Super Bowl question when it first became like media day. Doug Williams, black dude, got rocket launcher for an arm. For maybe it was the Buccaneers, whoever the fuck it was. And a reporter really seriously asked, how long have you been a black quarterback in the NFL? My whole fucking life, I've always been black.
All right. Well, I got nothing else. We can just jump right in. I guess it's snowing. So, hey, another 4 to 6 inches coming.
Another 46 inches?
Oh, Lord. Have mercy.
I know.
And Beaver's going away next week, man.
Yeah.
When do you guys leave?
We're going to leave probably for... Why are Joe Pesci and that other dude from Home Alone listening? Is this a setup?
I don't get it.
We're leaving a 7-year-old. We're leaving Macaulay Culkin.
You didn't get that, Jeff?
It took me a second.
Oh my goodness! Are you awake?
Another movie.
I got it.
No, I'm not awake.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're leaving for the Riviera for a glorious month of stuff and things.
Who's watching your pets?
Stefan Scott are watching.
You don't have pets, do you?
No.
Oh.
Plants.
I was trying to go with your joke.
They're pet plants.
Yeah. Oh, they're plants.
Shut up, man. I'm on podcast. We talked about this, dude.
Oh, and then we're going to Mexico at the end of February. So, and you're still going to be in Mexico at the end of February, right?
Have you guys been to Mexico before? Because you will really like it. It's
this
pretty
is our
cool
first
there.
Time, so we're excited.
it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. You're going to like it. Try the tacos. Have a quesadilla.
It's Jeff's first time to go to Cancun, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, so.
I don't know what the difference is.
I think one is a little more humid. And gets a little bit more rain.
Cancun is not desert. Cabo's desert.
Yeah, so
I'm sure the food at one is horrible versus the other. It's great. Oh my God, those freaking pizzas in Cabo at that place.
Who eats?
Fucking awesome.
We're gonna drink
pizzas.
Oh, and they have a big flotation, water park thing in the ocean that you can play on.
And Shell's saying, "Yeah, we're gonna go on this." Like,
after we drank a whole bunch.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll probably break a couple of legs.
I'm sliding down on his throw up.
Oh, gross.
Mother Nature's lubricant.
Oh my God, that fat person with that average size. Oh, hey, what?
Testicles 1-2. Testicles 1-2.
Welcome aboard. That fat person with the normal size head just threw up.
Wow.
Let it out, Beef. What's up, man? Why you got the giggles?
The big head jokes always kill me. Especially when you make them, because your fucking head is huge.
It's not. No. It's actually about the size of your head. It's proportionate to my body, whereas you look like a fucking human bobblehead.
Yeah, I look like a fucking orange on a toothpick.
Oh, fun. It's fun to pick on each other and stuff and such.
And for some of us, I guess. Some of us get hurt feelings and some of us don't, I guess.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, though, right? Am I right, ladies?
It's right. Fine. Right.
All right, here we go.
It's wacky and zany. Poolside news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They timed that right. I still can barely hear the shit.
Yeah, it was fine.
The background.
Just waiting on Shell.
Yeah.
My God. Hey, Beaver, he just dropped out. How did he drop out?
Are you there?
Oh, there. What happened? What'd you do?
No, I didn't touch a thing. It just started blanking out or something.
Some weird internet. The machines are taking over, man.
It's probably your shitty internet.
I've always said it's not will the machines take over. When will the machines take over? Which gets me to my nerd minute.
No. No. We will cut you off at the knees, dude.
Actually, I have a different topic for that, too. So this doesn't count as my nerd minute. The machines will take over, man. You ever seen The Terminator?
A man too afraid to fly due to the pandemic.
Where was he from?
Undetected in a secure area of Chicago O'Hare's International Airport for 3 months. He was arrested Saturday after staff. What? No, what? Hello?
When we went to Mexico and we had to go through O'Hare, I fucking totally understand why you fucking hate O'Hare now.
It's terrible. I fucking hate O'Hare Airport. God. Absolutely hate it.
Everything's 100 miles away.
Yeah, but this guy was living there while we were there.
Well, there's plenty of fucking room. There's a lot of room to hide.
I don't know how you cannot live in a fucking airport. If you've got money, you've got a roof over your head.
Tom Hanks made a whole movie about it.
Yeah, you can just go from terminal to terminal and
nobody's ever going to know it's you.
Yeah, they're not going to know. He was there. He got on a flight from L.A. to O'Hare on October 19th and found a staff badge in the airport. You don't even need to be a staff or have a badge.
Oh, he found a badge?
Yeah. He was too scared to come home because of COVID, because of the Rona.
So he stayed in the airport?
And he lived on handouts from other passengers.
I believe that.
I think, and they've got TV there. Yeah. I mean, it's not like you can change the channel or anything, but
it's not going to be a luxury type life.
And they got Wi-Fi. Yeah, and they've got Wi-Fi. If you've got enough money, like if you work a job, you don't need an apartment in a place like Chicago.
Well, maybe he was collecting unemployment.
That could be too.
You know?
Yeah.
If you got enough money, you're not going to live in a fucking airport.
He's been charged with a felony, though.
For living in the airport?
Oh, because he was in a restricted area of an airport.
Oh.
And misdemeanor theft. So he would beg people for money, and they would give him money, and that's how he survived. I wonder how long. I mean, well, obviously, what was it? 90 days? 3 months?
Oh, yeah. Is this a dare?
Yeah.
Is this a poolside podcast challenge?
Fuck that. The I ain't doing that
podcast
shit.
Challenge.
Because Linda's going to kick me out pretty soon. I'm going to need a place to live. All I need there is a ride. I got all my clothes are ready.
If you can do it.
Just go stay down and I'd go south and stay in your little hotel for a while.
Chicago
your
is
hotel.
South.
Hotel.
Hello, Shell.
Jeez. Well, I know, but I'd go souther than that.
Souther.
Souther.
Oh, my gosh.
Or is it southerner?
Yeah, southerner.
I don't know.
A beer a day may keep the doctor away, according to a Spanish study. I thought we already knew this.
That's fact.
The study of 1,249 men and women over the age of 57 found those who drank moderate amounts of beer reduced their risk of high blood pressure and the beatus, the sugar. Ooh.
Ooh. The diabetes?
My baby's got the sugar.
I got 4.5 years to go, and then my drinking beer is healthy.
So beer has got folic acid.
No, it doesn't.
Vitamins, iron, and calcium. And they say that the same health benefits already attributed to moderate wine drinking. So it's beer and wine. So, boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, they said moderation was key. Fuck, never mind.
All things in moderation.
If you binge drink, moderation. But you only binge drink once a week and don't drink the rest of the week, then that would be moderation.
Yeah. I think so. It all evens out, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with that logic.
7 by 28, that's 4 beers a day.
Jesus, why are your mics so loud? Both of yous.
I don't know why mine's loud.
Did you guys drink a bowl of loudmouth soup? Okay. All right, final story. Well, no, I've got another one. A guy left his wife stranded at a gas station in Brazil. Didn't know she was missing for almost 60 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't notice the silence?
Well, and the funny thing was that happened in Bruce, Wisconsin. But the guy was, I think he was in a camper. This guy was in a fucking car. How do you not know your wife is not in the car with you?
He wanted to leave her there.
She went in there to buy cookies. Well, I mean, can you blame him? Really?
Again, the silence wasn't noticeable.
Yeah. No shit. Exactly.
Why are you in this lane? Are you going to go any faster? Slow down.
And not only that, but the guy and his 14-year-old son were in the car. They were in the front seat. He was on his phone and left the wife behind. She realized that they left without her. She tried to call her husband's phone but couldn't get through because she didn't have a signal or he didn't have a signal.
He was not paying attention to his phone because he was driving and wanted to take care of his son, make sure his son got there alive.
He probably
bonding. Yeah. They were probably telling father-son stories, and for once, mom shut the fuck up. And they were thankful and didn't want to fucking poke the bear.
Didn't want to poke the bear. He looked at his phone, see if she's calling. He's like, oh, this bitch again.
Stop it. You guys are nasty.
So she called the police, who took her to a station until her husband got there 2 hours later. An officer said that she was angry, of course. Fucking, well, it's all about her.
She probably could have been murdered.
Oh, whatever.
That is fair for her to be angry. I mean, you know.
Well, not really. I mean, it's a mistake. So get over it. Get over yourself. It's not all about you, princess.
Oh, my God.
It's not all about you, angel.
When it's the mom, it's your highness.
She kicked the car when they were reunited. So
Linda gets so pissed at me when I call her your highness. She is not fond of that.
What? Like, use it in, how would you use it? How did you use it against her? Give us a situation.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't eat 14 cookies, your highness. They are delicious. I can only eat so many.
Why would she want you to eat 14 cookies?
It's just, well, I know what she's doing. She's trying to be nice. You want another cookie? No, I'm good. I had, are you sure? I just made them today. I know, and they were really good. Are you sure you don't want another? But yes, I'm sorry. It's like, well, I'm sorry you don't like my cookies. Well, I'm
would you fucking sorry. Lay off?
Eat 14, your highness? Your highness. Just back off. I had pretty much.
And that started it.
She likes shoving cookies down your mouth, huh?
And from there on, Gregory never came out of the basement.
Shit. What was that?
Did that come through? Did that come through?
Yeah, unfortunately it did.
Fuck you, man.
You know, he told me this week that he's been working on his Morgan Freeman and then that he perfected it. And do it one more time, please.
No, I never said that.
I'll read the text, man.
No, I said I nailed it.
Yeah, buddy, got it down 100%. No, you didn't say
that. I had to quit. It was really fucking starting to piss her off. The point where she was starting to chuckle because I'm walking around doing everything. I was doing everything in my best Morgan Freeman. I can't do it now.
It's not bad. It's not bad. But with my help, you could be the best. Oh, here it is. I have the Morgan Freeman. Oh, here, you read it, Shell. This one right here, the third one down. What does it say?
I have the Morgan Freeman voice nailed.
Boom.
That's what I fucking said.
It's not terrible, but...
And then Jeff says, well, don't say anything about it. Just start talking like it in front of Shell.
I wanted to see if you...
Linda is getting really pissed at me because I can't stop doing it now. It's your life now. It's who you are. Oh my God. Well, why don't you guys make love while you're at it?
And then he sent me a butt and penis pic.
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, you know, that's us. That's our life now.
Jeez, you two lovebirds.
Do it as Morgan Freeman, will you?
Jeff gets hard, you know.
That's our life now.
Yeah.
That's when he stuck his penis in my butt. That's the only I didn't even try to do Morgan Freeman there, and I fucking just did Morgan Freeman. Nailed it. Boom.
Okay, I don't know good if job. I'd say you nailed it.
He stuck good a job finger getting in my me to butt.
Stop laughing.
Oh God.
Greg stuck his finger in your butt?
I don't know. A Paul posed to the
I'm trying. It takes me a second. Hold on. You gotta compose yourself. You gotta talk calm for him.
And that is when Jerry stuck his finger in my butt.
It's not there.
It's there. Almost there, though. I get it. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Keep working on it, buddy.
Yeah, it's not bad.
A weird, And I can't practice now because Linda was getting, like I said, really fucking pissed at me for
fucking bulldoze through it. Just say, this is me now, Linda. But do it in Morgan Freeman's voice.
That's a different impression.
Tell her something happened to you, and that's the only way you can talk.
You hit your head coming up the steps, and now you can only talk like Morgan Freeman.
I'm sorry, Linda. I have been to my head.
Not that you can talk. You should tell her you think you are Morgan Freeman.
You know, I can try that, and you know how long it's going to go. I won't even fucking finish the sentence, and she'll say, get back down to the fucking basement, you fucking moron.
And she gives him a kick.
Well, yeah. you might want to share with her that if you're Morgan Freeman, you might have other things of Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Forbidden or other.
Like a bigger wiener.
How do you know Morgan Freeman's wiener is bigger than Beaver's?
Yeah. Well, everybody's is.
I was going to say that too. Not that you know. Jeff has shared with me about your guys' rendezvous in the bed.
That was the day Beaver let me know about the size of his wiener.
No, that's all horrible.
That was pretty damn good, dude. And no, I've never tried it. You've been practicing it for weeks.
Yeah, I'm not cutting, dude. Settle down. Holy
you just
shit.
Said that's terrible or something like that. I wasn't listening.
Oh, you sound very Western, almost cowboy.
I wasn't listening when he said.
Well, that's because he had his cowboy ass sticking out.
Oh, my God.
You have to pronounce the vowels just a little more.
That's terrible. Do you know anybody from Star Trek's?
Oh, I'm thinking about trying Sir Patrick Stewart next. And that's more British English accent. He's like classically fucking trained. He's a Shakespearean actor who all of a sudden got a sense of humor when he started working on Star Trek. And now he's like,
okay, fucking awesome. Nerd Minute's coming up the next segment. Okay. I just asked a fucking simple question.
Don't ask the fucking question if you don't want to hear the fucking answer.
Can you do Uhura?
No.
All right. I got a question. If one day you woke up to find yourself back to the earlier years of your life, which one of these stages would you like to go back to? Ages 1 to 10, 11 to 15, 16 to 20, or 21 to 30?
Oh, 45. My gosh.
21 to...
Actually, 30... The mid-30s were awesome.
I would do 16 to 20.
16 to 20? Why?
Because I drank. I didn't have to. I mean, I lived at home. I didn't have to pay bills.
Well, that's true. 42% said they'd do 16 to 20.
I'm no lawyer, Michelle, but I believe drinking is illegal in this country.
Oh, I know, but it didn't matter. You know, where I grew up.
There was no respect for the law.
Well, everybody did it. There wasn't like... There was a bar that us young kids supported because if you went in the back door, he served
back door.
You.
Back door.
Yeah.
Now.
That was when they went in the back door.
Mm-hmm. Now.
With their fingers.
Now.
42% said 16 to 20.
Hold on. Let Michelle finish her story about her back door.
She fucking did.
Yeah.
She would get the booze out of the back door, man. Pay attention, Morgan.
Ew.
See, your impression is so good. I thought you were Morgan Freeman. ages 21 to 30 was 22%. Ages 1 to 10. Who would go back to 1 to 10? 24% of people said they would.
Yuck.
Fucking idiots.
Fucking total rewash, total reboot. No, you fucked everything up.
11 to 15 was 12%. So I would do 21 to 30. That would be my one that I'd
want. Yeah. Of those options, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you do? You know,
21 to 30.
Well, that's because you met me.
I met you, yeah. And
aww.
It's just so I could do it over again. Differently.
Hey-o.
That was when he knew he fucked up. All right. That's it. That's all you get from Poolside News, fuckers.
Poolside News. From
a guy from Florida.
Then we didn't have any Florida people on there, dude. Isn't that weird? I can find one real quick.
We'll be there shortly. Don't worry.
All right. We've got the Super Bowl trivia. The Packers and Bucks playing tomorrow for the NFC Championship. What's the other game? Bills and
Chiefs.
Chiefs. That'd be a good game too. I hope the Bills go. This has been a long time.
I got a problem with the Bills because I'm a Dolphins fan.
Well, they've been to four Super Bowls, right?
They lost four in a row. Yeah. And it was a running joke, and it was whatever. And I feel really bad because Jim Kelly was a good fucking quarterback. I mean,
and a good dude.
And and he had the thing and did the thing for the kids at one time, and he's a good guy.
Right. So we'll do a Super Bowl quiz coming up, and there's six questions. If you get four out of the six correct, you don't have to watch this week's video, which is fucking disgusting. And I will tell you this, it's a broken bone video.
Yeah.
Shell, we're not going to have to watch it.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, we'll see. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. We almost forgot.
Shell bells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God. Well, I do have jokes.
What you got, bro?
So what comes out of your nose at 150 miles per hour?
Boogers.
A Lamborghini.
Oh, my God. Is that the only one you got?
No.
Didn't I send you some earlier in the week?
No, you didn't.
I thought I did.
What's brown and sticky?
My poop sometimes.
A stick.
What? Stick? Oh, Jesus. All right, hold on. I fucking sent you some that were pretty good.
No, you didn't.
Hold on here. Beaver, are you there?
Should you have any questions or comments about lighter collecting, contact Zippo Manufacturing Company.
What the fuck are you doing?
He's trying to pretend he's busy.
I was reading.
Doc, you got to help me ship. Steering wheel got stuck in me crotch. Doc says, so what's the problem? Doc, it's driving me nuts.
Oh my god,
Michelle, are you even trying?
What's the difference between a camera and a sock? One has photos and the other has five toes.
Dumb.
It is dumb. Fucking, that's the one I sang and I thought was pretty good.
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Because it had a boogie in it?
No, it got stuck in the crack.
All right,
33 Barber Street, Bradford, Pennsylvania. Attention, advertising department.
Shell bells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm giving you guys shit because all my shit is so fucking interesting.
Why did Tigger stick his head in the toilet?
Oh, I don't know.
You're done. Cut her off.
To look for poo.
That's not bad.
Okay, that one's good. All right.
We'll come back here in a minute. Whenever walking, your steps make offers for a shoe new and or abused? Does it seem at the time before like the other time? Now with the changes, different things are same, but just try one and you'll see. The longer you are wait, the difficult more becoming, especially with no air filter. When a fish does it, you just know the building with a hat. That's why I choose. Convenient yet durable to the punch, you don't. Want one? Never be alone again or ever. Even if the company says you don't. The Jazz Cabbage Club, growing the devil's lettuce since 1967. And here we go. It's the Poolside Podcast. I'm Jeff Shellbell and Beaver also here. Ladies, flip the towel over, or if you were a little too excited from his Morgan Freeman impersonation, maybe get a brand new towel because you might have soaked it through. So
maybe you would like a shim. Wow.
That was bad. That wasn't good, man.
I was trying not to laugh during that one.
Yeah, sorry. All right, so here we go. I've got Super Bowls coming up, but the NFC Championship game, AFC Championship game is tomorrow. Packers-Bucks at Lambeau Field, and then Arrowhead Stadium with the Bills and Chiefs later in the day, right? That's in the evening?
Yeah, it's like the 5:30 game or whatever.
All right, so I've got some Super Bowl trivia, six questions.
Hold on. Before you restarted the thing, Shell Bell had one more horrible joke. What was that one, Shell? I didn't catch.
Which one? I said several of them.
It was something about the babies.
Oh.
come on, help me here.
No.
Come on, Chell. You just read it to us. And
I know. It's which position, which sexual position makes the ugliest kids?
I don't know.
Ask your mom.
Fuck you and shut up about my
mom. She would say, butt fucking.
Well, that doesn't make babies. Stick it in the rear.
I've been called an ass for this.
Ass baby, anal baby.
Hmm.
All right.
Food baby.
So here we go. Super Bowl trivia. 6 questions. If you answer 4 correctly, you automatically get a skip of the video for this week, no matter what.
All right. I got to focus because I've been talking some shit.
Yeah. We'll see here what happens. All right. Shell, and you guys have to both agree on the answers. Shell, you can come in and give your own answer if you'd like, to go off.
All okay. Right.
Off the menu.
What off year the menu. Was the first Super Bowl played?
67. 1967.
Shell, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yes. 1967. Okay, ding. And then the crowd claps or whatever. Oh, shit.
Testicles 1-2. Testicles 1-2. Welcome
aboard. Are you even in the show, dude?
I am. Really?
Oh, man.
I don't always have to do that every time, Jeffrey.
All right, so here we go. What network carried the first Super Bowl?
ABC.
ABC. Shell says ABC. Beaver, do you agree?
She answered too fast. That smacks of confidence. Yes, I agree.
Wrong. The first Super Bowl was carried by both NBC and CBS. After Super Bowl I, they rotated, and then ABC carried Super Bowl 19. So,
well, that's
okay, Michelle.
Still were. Well, it wasn't the first one.
Michelle. Yes. Michelle.
Yes.
You're not selling a car. If you don't know the answer, don't answer with false confidence.
All right.
Hey, first one of the show.
Jeffrey.
Oh.
That's enough.
Wow. That was 4-1, though.
I just got fucking,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yelled at, man. Jeez. Which team won the first 2 Super Bowls?
The Green
Packers.
Hey, Packers.
All right. Are you both in agreement?
Of course we are.
Yes.
Sorry. It was the Miami Dolphins.
It was not. You're dumb.
All right. Okay. So you've got 2. You need to get 2 more out of the next 3 questions. All right.
All right.
Which city has hosted the most Super Bowls?
Miami.
Shell, Greg says Miami. Do you agree or disagree?
Actually,
I really should have some sound effects for this.
I'm going to go with the Orange Bowl. No, the Orange Bowl. I'm going to go with...
Which city has hosted the most Super Bowls?
Go with your gut.
Shell, come on.
If you're looking it up on your phone, Michelle, I will certainly keep talking.
I'll agree with Greg.
Initially, you know what?
Miami it is.
Ooh.
I should have fucking let it go, dude. Miami it is. All right.
Always trust your gut.
So you've gotten 3. You need to get 1 more correct. All right. Now, these are kind of... Oh, fuck. You're going to get it. God damn it. What is the oldest... You might not get this one, but... What is the oldest NFL franchise never to make it to the Super Bowl?
Cleveland?
Beaver says
Detroit.
Cleveland. Shell,
Detroit.
Do you...
Is it Detroit? Might be... fuck. I'm going to go... God damn it.
I'll say whoever Greg says.
Fuck. I'm going to go...
Can't hear you fucking thinking. Can't hear those wheels turning, moron.
Okay. Because fucking Cleveland.
Oh, I'm sorry. You should have went with your gut. It was Detroit.
God damn it. When was Cleveland? Cleveland was never in the oldest franchise. God damn it.
Yeah. What is the oldest NFL? Well, it doesn't fucking matter because you're going to get this one. So stupid. Stupid me.
He was dumb. Which franchise remains the only team to lose four consecutive Super Bowls? Bitch.
We were talking. No, we were talking about this during the break.
Fucking stupid.
That would be the Minnesota. No, no.
They sorry, just, no. They, it was the Bills. Sorry, hold dude. Hold on.
No final answer.
I'm thinking. Sorry.
You didn't ask me if that was my answer, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
So exactly. I say Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, those are Bills. Fucking idiots. Shut up.
I got confused because Minnesota has lost four, just not in a row.
You win. You got it. Okay, big freaking deal. Will you please watch the video this week, you guys?
No.
No. You took away our coupon.
Yeah.
Now you want another free
Some people
pack.
Really call them coupons.
Ron White does.
It's because he's dumb.
Did I ever tell you about the time I met Ron White?
No, please let us hear it.
Oh, I never met him.
Well, that's why you never told us.
Yeah, well, you know, we were at that place that time and it was really great.
All right. Well, there you go. That's fucking dumb. No, God. That just makes you. Go ahead. Whatever.
You just don't like it when we win.
He doesn't.
I don't. You shouldn't have won that one.
Well, you opened up your mouth about it.
Question. I know. It's stupid me. I didn't fucking know we were going to be talking about the stupid Bills.
Oh, my God. Do you think I've never fucking watched football in my life and you're asking Super Bowl questions? Fuck you. I schooled you. Remember when you worked at Rocket and we did the picks? The only time I never beat you is the times I was too hungover to call in.
You were too hungover?
Once. Okay.
I thought you only did the wheelie.
Oh, no, no, no.
Keep talking, idiots. You think you can fucking fill a show here? Jesus, let's go. I'm trying to
What are you trying to
find
do,
something.
Jeff?
Oh, damn it. Oh, now I gotta just talk.
Come on, drama queen. Calm your nards.
Oh, God. Get the sand out of your vagina, princess.
I know, God.
He's pissed I know about football. I think he's really pissed you got the one right.
Well, that'll learn him. He should know better.
Almost there. Keep going.
I think that's really grinding his gears.
It probably is grinding his gears, but oh well.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, Jeffrey.
So we've got Talk Nerdy to Me, and where is it? Oh, we got a message this time.
You got a message?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Christ. Oh, this is a story. Play it again. I got to refresh myself.
Well, and you're not going to fucking hear it, dude. I didn't put it where I was supposed to. That's what she said. All right, here, listen.
What do you get when caveman attacks a resource tile?
This is fucking nerdy.
Misty.
What the fuck? I don't get it.
You get a long ass nerd story.
Oh, all right, here we go. Hold
Repeat
on.
Repeat that joke.
Tough nerdy joke. To me.
It's
no,
question.
It's not.
What do you get when caveman attacks a resource tile?
You can't start the timer.
I didn't start Misty. I was
can't
playing.
Start that timer on the replay.
What do you get when a caveman attacks a resource tile? Is it resource tile?
Yeah, it's RSS. It's resources. It's oh Christ, here we go. It's all wood.
Right. And here we go. You're gonna start the Talk Nerdy. That was from Leslie, by the way. So thanks for calling or messaging us on the anchor.fm/thepoolsidepodcast. All right, here we go. Timer starts now.
Okay, when you attack a resource tile, it's a shit act and whatever, and resources are like food, wood, metal, oil, gas, whatever the fuck it is that you need to build shit for attacking and killing zombies and other people, and it's my fucking zombie nerd game. And what was the question again?
What do you get when you attack a caveman something? I don't know. I wasn't fucking paying attention.
Oh, something about Misty. And Misty is a fictional whore that we send to other alliances. And she has venereal diseases.
And
that
kills them off?
Still not discovered. She's fictional, whatever. And caveman is Mick. Jeff. Caveman
G'day,
is Mick.
G'day, mate.
Mick.
Uh-oh. Are we going to cut it short because right. we're losing Beaver? And, what are you doing?
He's farting around with his stuff.
It's a long fucking story. There, I told you there was no way I could explain that.
Oh, so sorry. Time is up. It's too bad. I really wanted to hear the rest of that. The rest of that story.
You know, Greg, you should you should take a class in organization.
Hey, Leslie is Tinny. She is the
That's commander. Michelle, you son of a bitch. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Tinny, thank you for calling in. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks, Tinny.
She's our commander. Leslie. Her screen name, game name is Tinny.
You have a woman commander?
Goddamn right. She's the only one. No shit, dude. She's the only one who can get fucking shit right.
You let broads be commanders.
The trouble all started when we let him vote.
Is that your Morgan Freeman still?
No, that was just me being
Wait, women can't vote, can they? Is that real?
They shouldn't be.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I vote for another sandwich.
You guys are a bunch of idiots.
All right. How about happy birthdays
happy
here?
Happy birthday to you.
I don't even know why we're doing it.
Happy birthday to you.
Just watch the video this week, please, and then I'll give you a skip next week.
No.
I really wanted you guys to see this video.
No, we're not your video whores.
Exactly.
What a couple of bitches. What a couple of Marys.
Well, you're Karen.
We won, and we're the fucking Marys.
Yeah. He's a Karen.
Oh, hey, don't you ever, dude. All right, time for birthdays. Here we go. Are you guys ready?
Oh, wait, Jeff, hold on. You wanted to talk to the manager? She's here now.
What?
Karen.
Hold on one second. What the fuck?
You're whining like a fucking pussy.
No, I'm just...
What are you doing? He's giggling like a schoolgirl.
Oh, this is trouble. This is trouble.
Here it is. Birthdays, too, today.
I just got a fucking thing pop up on
what?
Facebook.
What happened? Happy birthday. Gina Rome is her name. And she is a classically birthday, trained Gina. Actress. She was in a movie called My Furry Snatch Patch.
Oh, God.
Harry Honey's 4. Turn it up, Shaw. Mega Bush and Coming Round the Mountain.
Oh my God.
If she's going to be riding six white horses, she's a little more woman than I can handle. She'll be riding six white horses when she comes.
Your joke is
yeehaw.
Funny.
did you guys get a link? I thought I heard dings or whatever.
Well,
no,
we're not.
No, I don't have any.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what he was giggling about as a schoolgirl, thinking, oh, I'm going to outsmart him and send him this link.
Well, he is a genius.
All right. Gina Ryder is celebrating her birthday today as well.
Oh, hey, Gina Ryder.
Gina was in Nice Knockers. Also in Top Heavy Hotties. Backdoor Brats. Real Bushy Beavers.
Oh, so we got Big Hooters and a Thicket?
Yeah, I guess so.
70s porn.
Hold on. I got to write this down.
He's whacking off. Hold on. I'm about to.
Are you going to whack it off?
After the podcast. She was also get the name.
She was also in Hairy Grannies.
Oh, okay. Throttle back.
And Chimmy Machanga.
Who is she of Hispanic descent? That's
Gina Ryder. I don't know. I didn't look at her. I didn't see her picture.
Well, I don't know how they spell it. I'm cool with that. Don't get me wrong.
Jasmine Byrne is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Jasmine.
She sounds like a candle.
Well, she's going to jazz it up, I'm sure.
Jasmine Byrne.
She was in The Sludge Factory.
I apologize, Jasmine.
The Sludge.
Happy birthday.
She was in Anal Cavity Search. She sounds like she's been in some dirty, like, nasty porn that even porn stars go, yuck. Anal Cavity Search, The Sludge Factory, and Potty Mouth.
I think the dirtier, the more money they get.
I think so.
Well, now, Think about it though. Even with potty mouth, how hungry can you get? Even working in that line.
We've all seen Two Girls, One Cup, dude.
Yeah.
She was also in Art of the Cum
Fart.
That
makes me
Knock
hungry for ice cream.
I have a hard time eating the soft serve.
Can't eat soft serve since then.
Especially chocolate soft serve.
I have a hard time eating throw up.
Eating your grease.
I would have never, ever ate that in the first place, Jeffrey. Jesus.
She was also in Art of the Cum Fart.
Oh my God.
See? She's in some depraved shit.
Oh.
That's a
God, that's whatever a you do, don't art. Sit next to her. Could you imagine smelling a cum fart?
Gross, stop it. There goes Jasmine
come
Byrne.
And poop together.
Dirty
Ooh.
Motherfucker. She was in also in You Bet Your Ass.
Oh, yuck.
Literally.
Gross.
Carla Lane. She's a little bit on the chunkier side.
Okay, now right up before you say anything, that all of a sudden I'm thinking of Carla from Cheers.
No.
Okay.
Carla Lane, happy birthday, Carla. She was in Large and In Charge.
Happy birthday, Carla.
Plumper Pride.
We love you.
Scale Busting Babes.
Fuck the Wet Spots.
Oh, Plumper Fever. Thick and Chunky. I like my women like I like my salsa, thick and chunky.
I was going to say that about my soup.
Or your semen.
No, I got that taken care of. We're good now.
She was also in Meaty Mamas. Roll Me a Fatty.
Oh my God.
Willie.
You would know what that is. I bet you'd pick up that porn movie, Greg.
See, it's funny because it works on two levels.
There we go. Okay.
Testicles 1-2. Testicles 1-2. Welcome aboard.
That's indeed.
Do you got a bong, a water bong over there? Because that's
know
what it sounds.
Do you have to pee?
I don't know what I have to do. I'm antsy.
She's got restless leg syndrome over here.
No, I just am antsy.
My legs fell asleep. If I don't wake them up now, they'll be up all night.
Careful with that joke. It's an antique.
Yeah.
Carla Lane was also in Cash for Junkers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh. All right, I guess we're doing this one just for shits and giggles, since you already got it. And I'll give them four movie titles. They guess the wrong one, they don't have to do anything. One is fake, so if they guess the wrong one, then they would have normally have to watch a video, which you guys, I did send you the link. So just be maybe team players and watch it.
If that's right, Jeffrey. If they guess the wrong one, they don't have to do anything. But if they guess the right one, they also do not have to do anything.
Tristan Kingsley is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Tristan.
Actually, it's kind of a hot name.
She was in Motel Dick. Pole, Two Holes.
Oh, my goodness.
One pole, two holes.
On the Face Invaders. And Dark Meat White Treat. One of those is fake. Which one is it? Motel Dick, One Pole, Two Holes, Face Invaders, or Dark Meat White Treat?
Face Invaders. What do you see, Michelle?
She doesn't see anything, dude.
I'll go with you, Greg. I think that's right.
Damn it. No, it was Motel Dick, damn it. Motel Dick. I started watching
Motel
Curb Your Enthusiasm. And that was a porno that, what's his name that plays Saul on Better Call Saul?
Odegaard.
Odenkirk. What the fuck's his first name? Bob Odenkirk. Anyway, so he was in an early episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. He played a porn star that starred in a movie called Motel Dick. And it was quite a funny whole thing. It was good. I love the Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've never seen it before. Show's like 20 years old. started back in like 2000, and I just started watching it now. So anyway, so yeah, it was Motel Dick. You guys would have had to watch it. Just watch it to be team players. Just once. Come on. One time through. It's like 50 seconds. I'll give you a skip next week.
No.
I'll watch porn. I'll watch porn for the podcast. Fine.
It's not porn, dude.
What are we talking about?
All right. Well, just keep the links because we're going to watch that video next week. So.
Well, you'll lose it or you'll forget it or
it's
something.
It's already sent to you, morons.
Well, we're not going to look at it. We'll get rid of it.
Hey, all right. Shell, would you send me that link? I blocked Jeff.
You probably did, sinner.
You were in Facebook jail, not me.
I wasn't in jail.
Weren't you? What? That wasn't you?
No.
No. Then I blocked you because I don't like you.
I don't know where you're going with this. Find us at anchor.fm/thepoolsidepodcast. You could also leave us a message on there, too, just like Layla did or whatever her name was. Leslie.
Layla.
The female Penny. Commander.
Oh, my God. I'm in fucking trouble now.
Also find us on Facebook and Instagram on the gram. And we're also on TikTok. I've got a couple of new videos up there on the TikTok. One of them is political, so I can't play it on here. Let me see what one of my latest ones is. Oh, it's our promo. Oh, here, listen to this lady.
Okay, no. I'm getting so tired of hearing the F word on TikTok.
Yeah, listen to her. Knock it off, you fuck.
That's not political.
No.
This is fucking funny.
All right. So, and then you can find us on all that shit. And then I think that's it. You want to call the show? What's the number, Beaver?
507-200-0470.
All right. Thanks, Buttwads. You don't hear Buttwads anymore. Nobody calls anybody Buttwads. So I'm bringing it back. Thanks. Good show, Buttwads. Real good.
Yeah. Good try. I guess. Where are we going with this? I don't know.
I'm bringing back like Buttwads. That's all.
Whatever.
No, don't bring back Buttwads. Here's your title for the fucking podcast. Don't bring back Buttwads.
That's what he tells us every time we go to Mexico. Don't bring back Buttwads. Then I'm like, ooh, I think I got Buttwads.
Like it's too late.
They go away like, when you soak in the hot tub. Yeah.
I like sand crabs.
Got a Buttwads.
Pocket full of pus and the bop ruptures in the hot tub.
Oh my God. And you won't watch a video I sent you of a guy breaking his leg.
Well, yeah.
My God, you're easy. You talk about that shit, but you won't watch the video.
But we were talking about all the people that piss in the pools.
I know. 60% of pools in Mexico are piss.
I know.
And the same as with the ocean.
And it really doesn't matter that you drink a lot because it's diluted.
Yeah, it's just
pretty
piss.
Low compared to that hot tub we had.
Well, that was probably just you pissing in there, Greg.
It was just him, because he was the only one in there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was dunking down. I didn't care.
I got to find that video of him again where he was fucking making the boat sound, the boat horn. It's on there somewhere. Hold on, bro. Oh.
I'm so fucked up, and you are so fucking with me. I've watched the video. It was in a different frame of mind from what I was that day. And it's like, oh, he was so fucking with me. And I so played along without even knowing I was.
Hey, you know what? Another videos I never posted was you in the hot tub with your face down in the water.
Yeah, you did. You posted
you put that.
Did I? Oh, I can't find the one of you.
Like, no, I didn't get the pick yet. And there I am, fucking moron. Okay, let me put my face in the fucking water.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is.
Here's the Cabo Ray.
Whoa. Oh, God. Were you drunk? That was after how many triple shots? Triple shots of vodka.
That was his impersonation of a boat horn. You do a better fucking boat horn than you do Morgan Freeman.
Fuck.
That boat horn was pretty bad.
That was Thursday. I remember kind of that. I told Linda, I'm letting her snap. And oh, I did. God. I pulled the pin. Holy fuck.
Oh, that was funny. All right. So we're on all the socials except for the Twitter. The Twitter machine.
Fucking Twitter. Surprised I didn't fucking drown that night.
I know. Oh, I know. Fuck. I know. Believe me.
That was a good fucking time, though.
It was a great time. Had a lot of fun. All right. Get us the fuck out of here, Shell. Let's end this shit.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Okay, real good then.
I swear to God, I thought you were going to go out as Morgan Freeman.
Okay, real good then.